Task 1. In this section, you will hear a radio report about what we might be putting on our plates in 20 years' time. Your task will be to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. This means that you will have to circle either A or B or both A and B. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now, look at the task in your booklet. Now, listen to the recording.
Rising food prices, the growing population, and environment concerns are just a few issues that have organizations, including the United Nations and the British government, worrying about how we will feed ourselves in the future. It means that we have to rethink what we eat, says food futurologists. So what might we be serving in 20 years' time? Some in the food industry estimate meat prices could double in the next 5 to 7 years, making meat a luxury item. In the West, many of us have grown up with cheap, abundant meat, says food futurologist Morgan Gay. Rising prices mean we are now starting to see the return of meat as a luxury. As a result, we are looking for new ways to fill the meat gap. So what will fill such gaps in our stomachs, and how will we eat it? Insects will become a basic part of our diet, says Gay. It's a win-win situation. According to researchers, insects provide as much nutritional value as ordinary meat. They are high in protein, they contain iron and calcium, as well as vitamins A, B1, B2, and vitamin D, and edible insects are also considerably lower in fat than pork or beef. They also cost less to raise than cattle, consume less water, and do not have as much of a carbon footprint. Plus, there are an estimated 1,400 species that are edible to man. Gay is not talking about huge, whole bugs arriving on a plate near you. Insect burgers and sausages are likely to resemble their meat counterparts. Things like crickets and grasshoppers will be ground down and used as an ingredient in things like burgers. 2 billion people in the world, that means one-third of the population, already eat insects as a regular part of their diet. Caterpillars and locusts are popular in Africa, wasps are a delicacy in Japan, crickets are eaten in Thailand. But insects will need an image overhaul if they are to become more palatable to the squeamish Europeans and North Americans, says Gay. They will become popular when we get away from the word insects and use something like mini-livestock.
Now, listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Rising food prices, the growing population, and environment concerns are just a few issues that have organizations, including the United Nations and the British government, worrying about how we will feed ourselves in the future. It means that we have to rethink what we eat, says food futurologists. So what might we be serving in 20 years' time? Some in the food industry estimate meat prices could double in the next 5 to 7 years, making meat a luxury item. In the West, many of us have grown up with cheap, abundant meat, says food futurologist Morgan Gay. Rising prices mean we are now starting to see the return of meat as a luxury. As a result, we are looking for new ways to fill the meat gap. So what will fill such gaps in our stomachs, and how will we eat it? Insects will become a basic part of our diet, says Gay. It's a win-win situation. According to researchers, insects provide as much nutritional value as ordinary meat. They are high in protein, they contain iron and calcium, as well as vitamins A, B1, B2, and vitamin D, and edible insects are also considerably lower in fat than pork or beef. They also cost less to raise than cattle, consume less water, and do not have as much of a carbon footprint. Plus, there are an estimated 1,400 species that are edible to man. Gay is not talking about huge, whole bugs arriving on a plate near you. Insect burgers and sausages are likely to resemble their meat counterparts. Things like crickets and grasshoppers will be ground down and used as an ingredient in things like burgers. 2 billion people in the world, that means one-third of the population, already eat insects as a regular part of their diet. Caterpillars and locusts are popular in Africa, wasps are a delicacy in Japan, crickets are eaten in Thailand. But insects will need an image overhaul if they are to become more palatable to the squeamish Europeans and North Americans, says Gay. They will become popular when we get away from the word insects and use something like mini livestock.